really excited about this year's Regional Entrepreneur Conference. This is our fifth year, and our conference this year will be on Wednesday, March the 9th, and it's going to be at Hopkinsville Community College in our auditorium building. Our college is on spring break, so we pretty much take over the whole auditorium building for lots of fun keynote breakouts and different speakers throughout the day. So we're really excited. One of the most interesting facts about our conference is that it's totally free. This is made possible through our sponsorships and different people in the community who really have a vested interest in entrepreneurship. And we're really excited to be able to bring our keynote speaker this year, Gigi Butler. You guys may know her from Undercover Boss. She is the owner of Gigi's Cupcakes. She's actually out of Nashville. And in 2008, she started her business with just $33 in her bank account and now has opened up over 100 different locations throughout the United States and just is truly doing tremendous things. And we're really excited to have her come be our keynote speaker. She will go on right before lunch, and then we will break for lunch, and then we'll have a little special treat from her as well, and everybody that registers will get a cupcake. So we want to make sure that everybody registers for the conference. It is free, but we would like a headcount. There's a couple of different ways you can register. You can do that by calling our office at 270-707-3750, or you can also find us on Facebook, and that's under the Regional Entrepreneur Conference, and there will be links there on how to register and also our phone numbers and more information. We will begin the morning with some welcomes from our college president and from the mayor. Then we'll go straight into a local resource, local entrepreneur panel. This local entrepreneur panel is going to be a group of individuals who have firsthand experience about being an entrepreneur or a small business owner. They're going to tell us the good, the bad, the ugly, exactly, you know, what's come about, what their struggles have been, and what they've learned over the years of being an entrepreneur, small business owner. So that is always really a highlight of the conference because people like to hear from other people that have been through this. And so after that, we will go into our breakout sessions. We'll have a series of three different choices at that point. Then we'll come back together in a general session for our keynote speaker, Gigi Butler, who I just mentioned. And then we'll have a lunch. Again, it's a free lunch and a cupcake from Gigi. And then we will go into another breakout session for the day with three other topics. And then we wind up the day back in a general session with a resource panel. And so we've gathered different folks from around the area who can come and tell you about what different help is available for you, no matter if you're looking for financial help or help writing your business plan. We're going to have those people there to be able to share what they do, and you're going to be able to ask questions about them. So it's a really busy, full lineup day.
And Chris, what will you be discussing?
Well, I've got the opportunity to present one of the sessions, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to really talk about disaster preparedness. Disaster preparedness is one of those things that most of the work for disaster recovery is done before the actual disaster. And so over the last two or three years, we've seen quite a bit of interest increase in how do we plan for a disaster, whether it's man-made, whether it's natural, whether it's economic, or whether it's weather-related. How do we help businesses, and how does a business approach, how do I get back up and get revenue generated, get cash flow flowing in my business again? What things can I do ahead of time to be prepared for something that's going to impact my business operation? And how can I, after the fact, be in a better position to move as quickly as I can back to whatever normal, that new normal is going to be for the operation? And so we're excited about that opportunity as well. And I'll say on behalf of Loretta and myself, both Loretta as the director of the Kentucky Innovation Network and as well as myself as director of the SBDC here at Murray State, we're both very happy to be part of this and for Murray State to be involved in this work. Lee has done a tremendous job and continues to do a tremendous job in pulling this conference together. And every year that I have been involved in it, I've seen Lee's hard work, and it has just gotten better every year. And this is the kind of work that we have to do in the region to build those ecosystems for entrepreneurship. Our region to continue to grow economically, to be able to be viable in terms of creating wealth and creating jobs and creating opportunity. It's these kinds of things that Lee's doing and the community college and the university, and how do we build those networking opportunities? How do we develop those resource networks? How do we develop those entrepreneurial ecosystems where folks can say, I've got a great idea, or I need some assistance, or whatever, and they can find it and stay here and grow here.
Is it hard sometimes for businesses and organizations to think about disaster preparedness, because it makes them think about potential disasters, and that's just inherently not something that the leader of an organization wants to think about?
It is tough at times. It usually takes an event like an ice storm or an economic downturn to really bring that on the radar screen of a business owner. But sometimes it doesn't take anything that size. It could be something as small as a water main breaking on the second floor and my computer's being drowning in water and I can't access the information I need to get up and running the next day. And so, yes, it is difficult, but those that have been through it, if their businesses have survived, tend to be true believers in the need to be as prepared as one can be. You know, it can happen from a lot of things, and one of the biggest disaster recovery projects that one might have to deal with in business right now is cybercrime. How do we go back in and rebuild our servers? How do we go back in when our information has either been totally destroyed or totally wiped out or is held hijacked by programs that are used to blackmail businesses? So it doesn't even have to be a nice storm. It doesn't have to be water related. It doesn't have to be economically related. It could be something as simple as a virus coming through our systems and shutting down complete computer systems. I think when one understands that disasters don't just come from the clouds or come from the lakes or from the markets, that it can come from in a lot of different ways in affecting a business's ability to generate sales, cash flow, stay open, and pay employees and cover bills, that becomes a little bit more of an easy or maybe an easier sell.
Like Chris mentioned for his breakout session, we have several more. How to write a business plan, the identity theft that goes right along with what Chris was talking about. Our social media topic this year is blogging and how blogging can help your business and not to be so scared of it. And then also QuickBooks. So many people use QuickBooks and they don't really understand how that can really help them. And we're going to share some tips for them. But we start at 9 a.m. sharp. The doors will open about 6:30 for a check-in. We'll have a light breakfast. We have a free lunch and some cupcakes. So we encourage everybody to go ahead and get registered. Invite a friend, like us on Facebook, and just come and have a great time.
We appreciate the partnership with the community college, and we're really excited about this opportunity, and we thank Lee again for her hard work in helping corral all of us and getting us focused on making this a great conference.